Personal trainer Brian McNamee says he injected all-star pitcher Roger Clemens with steroids and human growth hormone. Clemens says that's a lie, that it never happened. Both men will tell their stories under oath tomorrow in what's expected to be a dramatic, high-stakes hearing on Capitol Hill. Three others scheduled to testify have been dropped from the witness list. Today, there was a warm-up act of sorts as a House committee heard from medical experts about the drugs at the heart of the controversy. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Today was the calm before the expected storm. Only a handful of the 40 committee members showed up. There were empty seats in the media and public seating areas, which certainly won't be the case tomorrow. Still, committee chairman Henry Waxman said the session was important, a way to replace myths about banned drugs with fact. In his recent report on doping in baseball, former Senator George Mitchell identified human growth hormone as the drug of choice for players, mainly because there's no valid test for it. Indeed, HGH was the prime topic today. Waxman asked Dr. Alan Rogel of the University of Virginia about growth hormone's alleged benefits to healthy athletes.
There is this widespread belief that using human growth hormone can increase your muscle mass. Does it make you faster? Does it make you stronger?
The answer is probably not by itself.
There is evidence that when taken with anabolic steroids, growth hormone can increase the steroid effects, but the consensus at the hearing was that nothing about HGH has been scientifically proven. Consensus is not expected tomorrow, when Roger Clemens and Brian McNamee stand up and swear to tell the whole truth. One of them won't if they stick to their stories. In the Mitchell report, McNamee said he injected Clemens with HGH and steroids a number of times in 1998, 2000, and 2001. Clemens has denied it, and neither man has budged in the run-up to the hearing. The dispute has gotten nasty. Late last week, McNamee's lawyers revealed pictures of what they called evidence of Clemens' guilt, syringes, needles, bloody gauze that McNamee claimed to have used on Clemens and saved for a number of years to protect himself. Attorney Richard Emery.
He had a sense that Roger was not trustworthy and would betray him ultimately, and he certainly said about himself that if he was going to get thrown under the bus by Roger, he was going to take Roger with him.
Clemens' lawyer, Rusty Hardin, fired back with an attack on McNamee.
A troubled, non-well man who's the kind of guy that sort of stores up syringes and gauze, supposedly, to, I suggest to you, frame a man later, has made allegations in which the public largely and the media largely has taken at face value. As this thing progresses, you're going to have a better and better idea what a total fabrication it is.
Tomorrow will be dramatic, but to what effect? One of the witnesses will risk a perjury investigation. Some will question the integrity of the Mitchell report, and others will wonder about Roger Clemens' legacy as the greatest pitcher of his generation. But most people who care about baseball will turn their attention instead to the imminent start of spring training. That's according to longtime doping expert Dr. Charles Yeselis.
I think the public's at the point of being desensitized to it, in that they've heard so many scandals involving doping in so many sports.
Roger Clemens isn't taking any chances, though. Today, for a third time, he was on Capitol Hill talking one-on-one to committee members in advance of tomorrow's hearing. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Washington.